What has beer got to do with helping people who are undergoing cancer treatment? Well, a West Yorkshire firm has become a world leader in something called scalp cooling. It's a process that reduces hair loss as a result of chemotherapy. And the man behind the invention had his eureka moment when working on machinery to keep beer cool. Let's take you to meet him at his factory in High Burton, near Huddersfield.
This is one of our production assembly rooms where we actually get all the components for the scalp cooler and we start assembling them. So they start at one end with... My name is Glenn Paxman, the chairman and founder of Paxman Coolers Limited. It's a sad story and a happy story, really. Back in 1992, Sue, my wife, was diagnosed with breast cancer. The type of drugs that she was going to be administered were hair loss causing drugs. So she was actually offered a form of scalp cooling. She had her chemotherapy sessions, and after the first session, as I remember, she woke up and all the hair was on the pillow, which was the first time she cried, actually. Even when we were told how bad the diagnosis was, that she broke down. It was devastating for her. It was devastating for me. I didn't want to show it, but inwardly, it's shocking. Then the kids came in and saw the mum. And wow, I tell you now, that was the most traumatic impact on my life in terms of how something can affect you. I was so determined then. I thought, look, if this was supposed to work, this scalp cooling was supposed to work, I'm going to do something about it. My background is in cooling beer. My father did invent the beer cooler. It took a couple of years. Sue lost all her hair. She, in fact, became a guinea pig as well. She did survive 8 years. The cancer came back twice, three times, and she didn't survive the third one, which was very, very sad. We made it work, so that was the start, that was the beginning. Somebody called it like an R2-D2 system, but it is small for a reason. Hospital chemotherapy suites are very confined spaces. They don't have a lot of space. I've been doing this for a very long time, and I've been scouring the country up and down, the NHS hospitals, trying to persuade in the early days, give me a go, give me a chance. But what I did see is a lot of patients, people who use the machine. I felt humbled because they've told me on many occasions of different stories how an impact it made on their journey through cancer, how they could be themselves, how they could go out and socialise, how they could go home and not even let the kids know that they're ill. And to look normal is a massive thing. It keeps your positivity. It gives you strength to get through it. It's the legacy that Sue has left. If she hadn't had cancer, if she hadn't had chemotherapy, if she hadn't lost all her hair, if she didn't have scalp cooling that didn't work, I wouldn't be sat here with you now. We're probably talking over 1 million patients now in the time we've done it. I'm humbled, I'm proud, I'm privileged, I'm delighted that I've done something positive about helping to contribute to some really bad suffering and a horrible disease.
That's Glenn Paxman. I'd like you to meet someone who's benefited from the technology. Louise McLeod was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2017 and had 6 months of chemotherapy last year. Good morning.
Good morning, Richard. It's nice to meet you.
You too. Tell us your story then, please, Louise.
So I was diagnosed in December 2017. My daughter was just one at the time. And I was terrified of losing my hair, not because of vanity, but because of what it would mean for my daughter and my family. I was worried about how she'd react to mummy having no hair. She would ask questions that I didn't want her to have to answer for her. You know, it would be a complete burden to tell a one-year-old was poorly. To this day, I'm lucky she still doesn't know. My husband is a pilot in the Navy, so he was working away at the time. So it would be me getting up in the middle of the night if she was upset. I didn't want to have to go through the rigmarole of putting on a wig in the middle of the night just to make sure she didn't wake up to someone with no hair who was afraid. It offered me a degree of privacy as well. I could go out, as Glenn's just described, and live a completely normal life. I didn't have to tell people about my diagnosis if I didn't want to. And that was an amazing thing to not have to do.
Where did you hear about the actual process? Was it something that was recommended to you? Is it something that you stumbled upon? How did that happen?
It was recommended. It had only recently been put into Cheltenham Hospital by a charity called Walk the Walk. So I heard from one of my nurses, and then I heard through Rachel Bland as well, who used to work for Radio 5. I got in touch with her, and she talked me through the process, and she really encouraged me to give it a go.
Is it one of those things where, and I guess, and it's not something I've ever had to experience, so I'm asking a very naive question here, but for some people who are living with cancer, they will find different ways to cope. And again, I'm not sure that's the right word, but do put me right.
Yeah.
And this perhaps is, for some people, a very important thing and a really big benefit then.
Yeah, absolutely. As soon as you're diagnosed, you lose all control over everything. You're put on a conveyor belt of tests and scans and one after the other, and you're just constantly waiting for reports to come back. And when you can focus on something, and for me it was my hair and my diet, that offered me an amazing amount of control, and not having to tell people, being able to lead a normal life. You're generally, well, for me, I had my chemotherapy infusion. I was quite poorly for a week, but then I had 2 weeks before my next one where I was fairly bright and I could get out and do things. I was able to ride my horse every day during those 2 weeks, which was amazing. And had I not kept my hair, I might not have been able to do that. So it certainly offers so much for that. And then going away from cancer as well, you know, I'm 12 months past treatment and I've moved to a new area with my husband and my daughter. And because I haven't got regrowth, my hair looks completely normal, I've able to move on. From that part of things, you can never really move on once you've had a diagnosis. But, you know, I don't have to share with the people that I'm meeting now in the new place.
I saw that you amazing. Put some pictures on Instagram last night when, you know, to
yes.
talk about to talk. And I wouldn't normally immediately look and sort of almost cast a critical eye over somebody's photographs. But because of what we're talking about and because you were willing to share your story, I you can't tell. I've looked at your photo. You can't. All I see there is a very confident lady. Obviously on some of the photos you can tell you're having the trip, but you genuinely and that to me is the essence of what's kind of helped you with this and how you are working and fighting and battling and living with cancer.
Yeah, certainly. And Glenn described it perfectly, that it does increase your positivity. It's something less to think about. You've got so much to focus on in trying to get well again or cope with what the next diagnosis, the next stage of things is going to be. And it's absolutely invaluable, completely. I'm so grateful to the Paxman family.
Well, thank you for coming on this morning and good luck with everything. And you are well at the moment, Louise.
Yep, last scan said no evidence of disease.
Excellent
so,
stuff.
Fingers crossed that keeps the gap, that remains the same.
Well, thanks for talking to us. Really appreciate it. That's Louise McLeod. And Louise with her very personal story about scalp cooling. And it all traces back to Glenn and the factory in High Burton near Huddersfield here in West Yorkshire.